You have collective bargaining agreements with unions. What about those?
The restrictions by the collective bargaining agreements are the no layoff clause, which allows us to only lay off people with less than 6 years of service.
So how would you get the layoffs done? How much action from Congress would you need?
Yeah, we would need some flexibility. I mean, there's a lot of things that could happen, but quite frankly, what we're saying is we want to use the reduction in force process because that doesn't have any protections where people are not eligible to be reduced. What all our employees have a RIF process, but the bargaining unit has Article 6 of the contract, which includes a layoff protection. So it's protecting employees once they reach that 6 years from layoff and or RIF. So that's the dilemma.
When would all of this job cutting start?
First thing is we're talking about making this happen by the beginning of 2015. So it's, you know, you have roughly 3 years of attrition, which is close to 100,000. And then we also need to get that number to 220,000. So what we're talking about is 100,000 and then need to cut another 120,000 to get to the 220 total. You know, we look at the possibility of using incentive VERA, but we also think we need to have the option of being able to run a reduction in force to accomplish the right complement number.
What kinds of positions would be cut?
You're downsizing the entire organization. So it's clerks, carriers, mail handlers, supervisors, postmasters, administrative managers, headquarters areas, district staff, it's everyone.
What kinds of approval does the Postal Service need in order to make these cuts?
We can obviously get the first 100,000, we believe, through attrition and probably get a small portion through a VERA, incentive VERA, maybe another 10 or 20,000. And then we would move people within the organization to other jobs and other assignments, but eventually you're just going to have more people than you have jobs.
How much money would these cuts save, and how soon would that start?
Basically, if you look at our what we need to do, you can look at it from a legislative standpoint. We need to get a fix for pre-funding retiree health care. We need to get 6 to 5 day. Then the network optimization, we need to get that executed by 2015. And then the third part of this is we need to get our legacy costs and our compensation costs under control going forward so when we get to 2015, we got a shot at getting our expenses under our revenue. You know, that's a considerable amount of money. That's billions, close to $20 billion on all those activities.
As part of this plan to save money, you're wanting to pull out of some of the federal retirement systems. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, what we're asking for is the ability to manage our health care programs and our retirement programs. Right now, the only thing that we can do is negotiate with our unions over the percentage of employee-employer contribution. What we would like to do is be able to manage the entire health care program. The other thing is we believe that going to the marketplace and utilizing a lot of best practices improves the cost and the value. The cost, obviously, is borne by the employer and employee, and the value, the program, is something that the employee would benefit from. So we believe that we would have costs more in line with value. We'd have more efficient, productive type of a healthcare program. We'd have more options. And I don't believe that it would be anything less than our EHB. You wouldn't have choices as far as which program you would go into, but you would have choices within a plan which would be comparable to whatever an employee gets today in the FEHB. So we're talking about that in retirement. We want to take over the retirement system and understand going forward we need to get our retirement system in line with the private sector. And what we're talking about is a switch from a defined benefit program to a defined contribution program, prospectively.
The Postal Service has said it faces insolvency next month, meaning you can't pay all of your bills. At what point do you get to the point where you just have to shut down operations?
I think it's a little bit different question in the Postal Service than the private sector. What's going to happen at the end of next month is we're not going to be able to pay the retiree health care bill, the $5.5 billion. So by not paying that, we'll move, not paying that by refusing to or not paying our FERS overpayment, demanding our overpayment back. It's not like the Postal Service is going to go out of business tomorrow. We're going to pay employees and we're going to pay the people that we have to pay, but we're going to have to make decisions as we move along, who gets paid and what gets paid. But that doesn't mean we're going to shut our doors and go away. We'll still be operating, and we're trying to resolve that issue with the government, with the legislators now. But, I don't see that happening in the foreseeable future where we would just close the doors or something to that effect.